Paul for Power 96 Sports. When ESPN ranked all 115 World Series and the three Twins appearances did very well, the 56th best World Series ever is the 1987 Twins win over the St. Louis Cardinals in seven games. The home team won every game in the series, a fitting conclusion to a season where the Twins went 56-25 at home, a 69% win percentage at home, and they were only 29-52 on the road. That's under a 36% percentage. The 32nd best World Series ever is the 1965 Dodgers win over the Twins in seven games, remembered for two things. One is Sandy Koufax sitting out game one for Yom Kippur, an incredible statement for the "it's just a game" truth we all strive to keep in mind. And the other is Koufax's pitching in games 2, 5, and 7. One earned run allowed in 24 innings with 29 strikeouts and a shutout in the clinching game 7. And the 1991 Twins win over the Atlanta Braves in seven games is ranked as the second best World Series ever. Kirby's walk-off Game 6 homer that sent it to Game 7. Tom Kelly wanting to pull Jack Morris before the 10th inning in Game 7. Morris saying, "No way." And Kelly consulting pitching coach Dick Such, who said, "Hey, might as well keep him going." And Kelly said, "Okay, it's just a game." The only World Series that beats that, according to ESPN, is the 1975 Cincinnati Reds win over the Boston Red Sox in seven games. A majority of sports fans surveyed by ESPN said they are in favor of watching televised sports without fans rather than waiting for sports to resume only when fans can be in attendance. 65% were in favor of sports returning even if fans can't be in the stands. That approval number grew to 76% when participants were asked if they support the return of sports without fans in the stands if players were kept in hotels and their contact with others was closely monitored. And 88% of study participants who consider themselves avid sports fans said they plan to watch as much sports as they can. Why is that not 100% of avid sports fans? You're not an avid sports fan if you're not planning to watch as much sports as you can at all times. You've probably heard that Don Shula, the longtime Miami Dolphins head coach, and before that, Baltimore Colts head man, died at age 90 Monday. The winningest head coach in the history of the NFL. Well, I would hope so. He coached for 33 years. And that got me to thinking about Bud Grant, the winningest Minnesota Vikings coach. He will turn 93 on May 20th. Yesterday, I said NFL teams have to sign top 10 first-round picks to four-year deals with a fifth-year option. Actually, all first-round draft picks, 1 to 32, get the four-year deal with a fifth-year option possibility. For top 10 picks, the fifth-year option is equal to the salary of the league's transition tender during the player's fourth season. That'd be an average of the top 10 players at that position, like I said yesterday. Beyond the initial 10 selections, so 11 through 32, the fifth-year option is the average of the third to 25th highest paid players at the same position. Well, I feel better now. The NFL will release its 2020 regular season schedule Thursday night at 7. The 2020 schedule will not include international games. They've called those off because of the pandemic. It would have been two games at Wembley Stadium and two at Tottenham in England and then one in Mexico City. So they will be played at U.S. stadiums instead. League spokesman Brian McCarthy confirmed last week that the full 17-game schedule will be released Thursday, including a September 10th opener and Super Bowl on February 7th. The NFL and NFL Players Association have agreed to keep buildings closed until every state in which a team resides lifts its stay-at-home mandate. Teams are conducting organized team activities virtually. A short training clip of Mike Tyson recently went viral. He looks pretty good in the ring. According to the man who's catching the former champ's punches, the iconic heavyweight still has fight left in him at age 53. Trainer Rafael Cordero said he hasn't hit mitts for almost 10 years, so I didn't expect to see what I saw. I saw a guy with the same speed, same power as guys 21 or 22 years old. Their sessions range between 60 and 90 minutes, with Tyson doing his physical conditioning with another coach. At this stage, they're between 5 and 7 rounds on the mitts, with Tyson starting off slowly and then building momentum as he gets revved up. Cordero said he believes that within 6 months, Mike Tyson could make a successful comeback as a boxer at age 53. Where this goes, nobody except Tyson himself has any idea, but J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.